That's your friend John Walden. Can you spare about 5 minutes while we talk a little bit about answers to prayer? And you'll be surprised when I say I'm going to read from the book of Daniel. Most people think of Daniel as being one of the prophets about things which are going to happen at the close of the age. And this is true, of course. But Daniel was a great man of prayer. And the things that he learned about prayer are recorded for us. And we can learn some things, too. In the ninth chapter of Daniel, it says in verse 23, at the beginning of the supplications, the commandment came forth. So here's one time when he had his prayer answered almost immediately. But in chapter 10, we have something else. Verse 2 says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine to my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in verse 11, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and he said to him, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is a poetical name for Satan, withstood me 1 and 20 days. There's the 3 full weeks. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. Strange, isn't it? In the ninth chapter, he prays, and his prayer is answered immediately. In the 10th chapter, he prays and calls on the Lord and fasts and waits. And after 3 full weeks, he finds out that God really began to answer his prayer right away. But it took a while. Now, if you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus, there's no surprise that your prayers are not answered. After all, you have rejected God's best gift. Why should you expect his other gifts? If you have not taken the Lord Jesus as your Savior, why do you expect God to answer your prayers about other things? Why not put first things first? Get your soul salvation settled first, and then learn to pray. If you are a Christian, if you're a true believer in the Lord Jesus, you have these problems. We all have. You wonder, why are my prayers not answered? Now, there are many reasons why prayers are not answered. Sometimes they're not according to God's will. Sometimes we pray for our own selfish ambitions. Sometimes the prayers are not in His name. That is, we expect things to happen for our sakes rather than for His sake. But when everything else is in line, everything else is right, and your prayers still are not answered, remember this, that we have a strong enemy, that Satan is able to withstand, not God, of course, but to withstand us and to withstand others about whom we pray. So, when things are not going as you expect them to and your prayers are not being answered, remember that Daniel prayed 3 full weeks. But God did answer his prayer at the last. Right now, you may be praying about something and you wonder, why is God not answering? Well, remember this, there are no clocks nor calendars where God lives. God is not bothered by the passing of time, for God is the God of eternity. The Lord is far more interested in accomplishing the good in you, building up your soul, teaching you the lessons that you need to learn, than he is in keeping any kind of a schedule date. And it may be that this waiting is exactly what you need to teach you patience, to teach you dependence on the Lord, to cause you to examine your own heart and find out if there's something in your own life that's hindering the immediate answer of your prayers. But don't give up, brother or sister. Wait on the Lord. He has promised to answer prayer for the sake of his beloved Son. Our Father, we thank Thee for giving the best of heaven for us, and now we trust Thee that with Him, as Thou hast promised, Thou wilt give us freely all things. Save the lost, we pray thee, and bless thy dear children. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.